Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going deep on autism testing services. Specifically, we're looking at Davenport Psychology. They're down in Sarasota and Venice, Florida. So we've got all this material from their website right here, and we're gonna break it down for you.
Okay.
See what we can learn. You know, getting an autism evaluation, it's a big step for a lot of families. So we want to make sure you've got all the info you need.
Yeah.
To feel good about moving forward.
You know, one of the things that strikes me about Davenport is how they really get that, you know, that uncertainty that a lot of families feel, like waiting weeks or even months for an appointment.
Oh, yeah, I bet that's incredibly stressful.
It is. And they actually address that by offering immediate appointments.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
They really seem to understand the need for quick action.
That's a big plus for sure. So, okay, they get that families are probably kind of anxious.
Yeah.
Want to get things moving. But what else makes Davenport, you know, stand out?
Well, they really highlight the expertise of their psychologists. You know, they all specialize in autism spectrum disorders. And they use what they call, you know, evidence-based methods to make sure they're giving accurate assessments.
Evidence-based. So not just, you know, kind of gut feelings or anything like that.
Exactly. And they're very transparent about their process, too. They even mention using the ADOTS-2.
Okay.
Which is, you know, considered like the gold standard in autism diagnosis.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. You definitely want to know that, the professionals are using the best tools.
Right. And you know what's interesting? They don't just stop at testing. They also really emphasize, you know, observation and interaction.
Okay.
Because they, you know, they want to see how a child's behavior and social skills play out in real world settings. Like, you know, think about, you know, a child taking a test in a quiet room.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, interacting with the other kids during playtime.
Right, right.
You're going to get different insights there.
Yeah. Totally. So it's kind of like getting the full picture.
Exactly.
Not just a small snapshot.
Right.
Okay, cool.
So to kind of get a better sense of what an evaluation actually looks like at Davenport,
right.
let's walk through their process.
All right, break it down.
Step by step.
All right, so let's say, you know, hypothetically, a family reaches out to Davenport. What's that first step?
Well, the first step is an initial consultation.
Okay.
And this is where the psychologists gather information about the child's history,
okay.
You know, their developmental history, their behavior, any concerns that the family might have. It's kind of like laying the groundwork.
Okay. So getting the background, really listening to the family.
Right. They emphasize understanding the family's observations, which is, you know, really, really important.
Okay.
And then they move on to the standardized testing phase.
Okay. So you mentioned the ADOTS-2 before. Can you just quickly explain what standardized testing is and why it matters in this context?
Yeah. So standardized tests are basically, you know, assessments that are given in the same way to everyone.
Okay.
And they're designed to measure specific skills and abilities. And then they're scored according to a set of norms.
Okay.
So this allows the psychologist to compare, you know, a child's performance to that of other children their age. And in the context of autism, these tests help assess things like, you know, social communication, language skills, and repetitive behaviors.
So it's a way to get some objective data, not just kind of subjective impressions.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But it's important to remember that the standardized tests, they're just one piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
You know, they don't tell the whole story,
but
they provide, you know, valuable information
that
can be used, you know, with other observations.
Okay, so what happens after the standardized tests?
Well, then comes the observation and interaction part that we talked about before. So the psychologists observe the child in different settings, like, you know, during play, during structured activities.
Okay.
And this allows them to see, you know, how the child interacts with others, how they communicate, how they respond to different situations.
Right.
So it's really about getting a real world view of their, you know, social and behavioral patterns.
So it's not just, you know, sitting at a desk filling out forms or whatever.
Right.
They're seeing them, you know, in action.
Exactly. It gives them a much, much richer understanding of the child's strengths and challenges.
Okay.
And then after gathering all this information, they move on to the final step.
Okay. What's the last step?
It's the feedback and recommendations stage.
Okay.
So they provide detailed feedback to the family, including, you know, a comprehensive report that summarizes their findings.
Okay.
And they explain it all in plain language.
So they don't just, like, hand over a really technical document
and
expect families to, like, decipher it all on their own.
Right.
They actually, they sit down with them and kind of go through it all.
They really break it down. Okay. They talk about, you know, the results of the tests, the observations. They discuss any diagnosis. And this is also where they offer recommendations for next steps, which could involve, you know, therapy, educational support, other interventions.
Okay.
It's like a roadmap for the family.
That's really important. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, just getting a diagnosis, I imagine, can be pretty overwhelming.
It can.
So having that clear guidance of like, okay, what do we do next?
Exactly.
Seems super valuable.
They really seem to get that families need that support and direction.
Yeah. Okay. So we've covered, like, you know, why someone might choose Davenport, their commitment to this evidence-based, you know, way of doing things.
Yeah.
We've walked through their four-step evaluation process. What else about their approach is kind of standing out to you?
You know, you mentioned evidence-based before. And one thing I noticed is they actually cite a lot of really reputable sources on your website.
Oh, what?
Like, you know, the American Psychological Association, the CDC.
Oh, wow.
This shows they're really committed to staying up to date with the latest research,
you know,
and the guidelines in the field.
So it's not just like, we think this is a good approach. It's like, here's the science behind it.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's something I always look for in any healthcare provider.
Yeah.
You know, you want to know that they're basing their practices on solid evidence.
Right. Absolutely. You want the best for your kid. Right. Yeah. So you want to make sure you're going with something that's been proven.
Right.
Now, I'm curious about the founder, Dr. Davenport. His perspective on autism seems to really kind of be woven into the whole, you know, philosophy of the practice.
Yes. And we'll dive into his philosophy and approach to early intervention in the next part of our deep dive. You know, it's so interesting how Dr. Davenport's quote about early diagnosis and intervention really sets the tone for their whole approach. It's not just about, you know, identifying whether a child is on the spectrum, but about what happens next.
Okay, so let's unpack that a bit. We've got this quote from Dr. Davenport on the website. It says, "Early intervention is not just helpful, it's essential. It's about empowering children with autism to reach their full potential." So what's the key takeaway there?
I think it highlights the importance of acting as early as possible to support a child's development.
Okay.
You know, think about it this way. The brain is incredibly adaptable, especially in those early years. So when we provide, you know, targeted interventions early on, we can actually help shape, you know, the way a child's brain develops, you know, maximizing their strengths and addressing their challenges.
So the earlier the intervention, the better the potential outcome.
That's the general idea. It's not about, you know, fixing autism,
right,
but rather, you know, providing children with the tools and the support they need to thrive. And that's something Davenport seems to really get. They don't just stop at the evaluation. They offer, you know, guidance on those next steps, connecting families with resources and therapies.
Okay, so it's not just like, here's the diagnosis, good luck. They're actually like, okay, and here's what you can do.
Right.
Yeah, that could feel really daunting for a lot of families, I bet.
It can. They seem to, you know, really understand that getting a diagnosis can be a lot to process, and families need support in figuring out, okay, what comes next.
Right.
And that's where their commitment to personalized care really shines. They take the time to explain the diagnosis, answer questions, and help families develop a plan that's tailored to, you know, their child's needs.
I'm noticing a theme here. Personalized care seems to be like a big part of their philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
But how do they, like, ensure that personalization within a process that relies on standardized tests, right? Because those tests seem, well, standardized.
That's a great question. And it really gets to the heart of what good autism assessment should be. Yes, they use the standardized tests, which, you know, provides valuable data. But they also really emphasize the importance of gathering information from multiple sources.
Okay.
You know, like observations, interviews, developmental history. It's about seeing the whole child.
Right.
Not just a test score.
Okay, so the tests are just one piece of the puzzle. They're using a much more, like, multifaceted approach.
Exactly. And they also recognize that each family's needs are different. You know, some families might need a lot of hand-holding and guidance, while others might feel more comfortable taking the reins, you know,
right,
and researching options independently.
So it's about kind of meeting families where they are and providing the right level of support.
Exactly. It's not a one size fits all approach. They're very flexible. And adaptable. You know, they really seem to understand that each family's journey is unique.
Okay. Now, I know we talked about this earlier, but I'm really interested in this emphasis on using, you know, evidence-based practices. It's on their website. They even like list several, you know, reputable organizations that they align with.
Yes.
Like the American Psychological Association, the CDC, the National Institute of Mental Health. Why is this so important for families to keep in mind?
Well, you know, in the world of autism, there's just a lot of misinformation out there.
Right.
You know, a lot of conflicting advice. It can be really overwhelming, right?
I imagine so.
For families trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, it's like navigating a minefield of information.
It is.
You're trying to figure out, like, what's legit and what's not.
Exactly. So when a provider very clearly states that they're using evidence-based practices, it means they're basing their assessments and recommendations on scientific research and, you know, established guidelines, not just, you know, anecdotal evidence or personal opinions.
Right.
It's about ensuring that families are getting, you know, the most reliable and effective care possible.
So it's about transparency. It's about accountability.
Right.
Showing families that what they do is backed by science. That definitely adds a layer of trust.
It does. And it also demonstrates, you know, a commitment to staying up to date, you know, with the latest research, the best practices.
Okay.
Because, you know, things are constantly evolving in the field of autism.
So it's not just about, like, doing what they've always done. It's about, like, okay, we're learning, we're evolving as things change.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's good. All right. So we've talked about the reasons why someone might choose Davenport, you know, the importance of early intervention, their personalized approach, their commitment to these, you know, evidence-based practices. Mm-hmm. What else should we be kind of pulling out here?
You know, there's one thing that often gets overlooked, but I think it's really crucial. Davenport really emphasizes a collaborative approach.
Right.
And not just with families, but also with other professionals.
Okay.
You know, the other professionals involved in the child's care.
So it's not just about what's happening, like, within their practice. It's about, like, they're part of a bigger team.
Exactly.
Right.
They recognize that, you know, a child's well-being often involves a network of support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got educators, therapists, pediatricians, and of course the family. So by, you know, by working collaboratively, they can ensure that everyone's on the same page and that the child's receiving, you know, coordinated care.
It's like creating a really seamless support system. Okay. Now, I'm curious about the testimonials on the website. I mean, they all sound very positive, but I'm always a little skeptical of testimonials. How do we know they're legit?
You're right to be cautious. You know, testimonials can definitely be a powerful marketing tool, but you should always take them with a grain of salt.
Right.
What I appreciate about Davenport is that they don't just present, you know, glowing reviews. They actually provide a bit of a balanced perspective.
Oh, how so?
They acknowledge that, you know, the evaluation process can be challenging for some families.
Yeah.
And they don't shy away from addressing, you know, potential concerns. They even have a section on their website about, you know, what to expect during an evaluation, and they outline both the benefits and the potential difficulties.
So they're not just trying to paint, like, a rosy picture.
Right.
They're being honest about what it might be like.
Exactly. And that kind of transparency, you know, that builds trust.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
It shows they're not just trying to, you know, sell you something. They're really committed to providing families with the information they need.
Okay, so they're being upfront about the fact that this can be kind of an emotionally, you know, intense process,
right?
And they're not sugarcoating it.
Exactly.
I like that. It feels authentic.
It does, and it really speaks to their overall philosophy of, you know, respecting families and empowering them with knowledge.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground here. We talked about the reasons to choose Davenport, you know, their approach to evaluation and intervention, their emphasis on personalization, collaboration, evidence-based practices, and even, like, the importance of being transparent about the whole process. What's the big takeaway from all this?
I think the biggest takeaway is that Davenport Psychology isn't just offering a service. They're offering a partnership. You know, they're committed to walking alongside families on this journey, providing support, guidance, and evidence-based care every step of the way.
And they're doing it in a way that feels, like, you know, authentic and personalized and caring, not just, like, you know, a transaction, but an actual, like, commitment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what really makes them stand out. It's not just about ticking boxes. It's about building those relationships and really empowering families to advocate for their child's needs.
That's a great message.
It is.
Well, we've definitely given our listener a lot to think about here. We've gone through a ton of information about Davenport Psychology.
Yeah.
And their approach to autism testing services. But before we wrap things up, I want to make sure we connect all this back to the listener.
Yes, let's bring it back to the individual experience.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, this information is most valuable when it's applied to real life situations.
Mm-hmm.
So let's kind of shift gears for a second and put ourselves in the listener's shoes. Imagine you're a parent and you're just starting to explore, you know, the idea of an autism evaluation for your kid.
Yeah.
What do you think might be going through your mind?
I think there'd be a lot of, you know, emotions, a lot of different emotions, you know, maybe some anxiety about the unknown, maybe some, you know, hope for answers, maybe even a little bit of apprehension about what a diagnosis could mean.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big step. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there are tons of questions like, where do I even start? What should I be like looking for?
Exactly. And that's where, you know, all this information about Davenport comes in. It's about giving you, the listener, a framework, right, for thinking about your own needs.
So it's not necessarily about whether, you know, Davenport's the right choice for everyone, but more about using, you know, their approach as an example of what to think about when you're making this decision.
Right. Because choosing a provider, you know, it's a very personal decision. Mm. It's about finding someone you trust, someone who, you know, aligns with your values and who you feel comfortable, you know, sharing your child's story with.
Okay, so let's say you've listened to this whole deep dive.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, okay, you know, this sounds pretty good, but I still have like a million questions.
Okay.
What would you recommend as a next step?
I'd say, first and foremost, you know, trust your instincts.
Yeah.
If something about a provider's approach, you know, resonates with you, explore it further. You know, reach out to them, ask questions, and see if it's a good fit.
So don't be afraid to be proactive.
Yeah.
Advocate for yourself and your kid.
Absolutely. This is your child's journey. You have the right to be informed and involved every step of the way.
And remember, you know, you're not alone in this. There are so many resources out there for families. Mm. You know, online communities, support groups, advocacy organizations. There's a whole network of people who understand what you're going through.
That's such a crucial point. Connecting with others who've, you know, walked a similar path, it can be so empowering.
Yeah.
You know, it's about sharing experiences, offering support, learning from each other.
And sometimes just knowing you're not alone can make a world of difference.
It really can. Now, before we wrap up, I want to go back to something Dr. Davenport said in that quote we discussed.
Yeah.
The idea of, you know, empowering children with autism to reach their full potential.
Yeah, that really struck me too.
It did, and it really gets to the heart of what we're talking about here, right? It's not just about labels, it's not just about diagnoses, it's about, you know, recognizing each child's unique strengths and supporting them.
And that's what makes, you know, this work so important. It's about, you know, giving kids the tools they need to navigate the world with confidence.
Exactly. It's about, you know, celebrating neurodiversity and recognizing that different doesn't mean deficient.
And creating a world where everyone, you know, no matter their differences, has the opportunity to live a good life.
Beautifully said. And I hope that's a message that our listener takes away from this deep dive.
Me too. So as we wrap up this look at autism testing services, I want to leave you with one final thought. What questions would you want to ask a potential provider to make sure they're the right fit for your family and for your child?
That's a great question to ponder. And remember, there are no right or wrong answers. It's about, you know, finding what feels right for you.
Yeah. Trust your gut.
Yeah.
Know your child best. So advocate for them, ask questions, and seek out support.
You got this.
That's right. You got this. And thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of autism testing services. We hope it's been informative and maybe even a little inspiring. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.